California?
California?
California? The Middle Class Famous Tour is coming to the left coast?
Yeah, guys. April 3rd, we're going to be in San Francisco. April 4th, we're going to be in Los Angeles. April 6th, we're going to be in La Jolla. Get your tickets now. It's a little bit of stand-up. It's a little bit of AYG. It's a whole lot of fun. Do it.
Ooh. Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Yep.
It's a little show where we sit down with your favorite comedians and we find out if they grew up to be classy or it's just a big old piece of trash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day down here at Antutti's basement. Forgot to write one for the second time. I apologize. Just realized they come up on you quick when you don't do the work. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. He is the CEO of Are You Garbage? He is an international businessman. He is not to be trifled with in the boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
KJ, Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, what's up, gang? Thanks for tuning in. As always, please make sure you rate, view, subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. As you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
Cooking. And then, obviously, the greatest website of all time, Woo! Patreon.com. Woo-hoo-hoo! Turn you from a bozo to a homie real fucking quick over there at Patreon.com.
Yes, sir.
Check it out. You get bonus episodes of AYG, bonus episodes of Hard Feelings, live streams, the whole nine yards. Also, get your fucking tour tickets. We're all over the fucking road. California, we just announced. Get those fucking tickets. L.A., La Jolla and San Francisco, get them now.
Cali's next. Let's fucking go. And how about a nice quick shout out to our producer extraordinaire, the Magic Man. Makes us all look good. We love him. You love him. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin, Toby McMullen.
What up, dudes?
Hey, T-Bone.
Dude, the vibe in here is like the crew is back together after the heist.
This is a good old-fashioned hang.
Dude, I feel like I'm about to be a wheel man, dude.
I love it. I love it.
Reggie's dressed like a second story man right now. Hey. Look at you about to hit mischief night.
He came in a stolen jacket, by the way.
Borrowed.
Gang, we could not be more excited. Borrowed. We could not be more excited to have our incredibly special guest back with us again today. He is one of our best pals, started out together, doing fantastic jumps right now.
He's an actor.
I did your credits before, but they've grown so much, I'm going to do them again. He's in the new Scream.
Mm-hmm.
He did a season of a Michael Che show,
mm-hmm.
which you just did season two.
Yep.
Right? You're in it. You're writing on it. You're fucking doing that.
Fucking doing it.
Just had a nice little part on fucking Abbott Elementary.
Yep.
Plenty of stuff
Lunch
in
Lady
the works.
Bull.
Lunch Lady Bull.
Doing Made some it. Road dates, working. The kids fucking...
I don't know about road dates.
I've been to Jersey.
I be looking at y'all schedule like, I wonder if I go to that L.A. one.
I text him, I'm like, hey, man, when Scream came out or whatever, I tell him, yo, man, it's so fucking cool. I'm like, you're a fucking movie star. He's like, yeah, but you're rich. I'm like,
good point.
I was like, yeah, it's coming. Just keep waiting.
You know what's late? You know what's,
Patreon.
It's funny with the acting stuff. Like, you'd be so bitter about the time it come out.
No shit. Fucking 2 years
it's
later.
Out. The money's gone. I'm like, I'm watching Abby like, look at this shit.
Gotta go. You gotta go to the movies and pay for it.
You fucking bullshit. You get paid for this goddamn shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Reggie Conquest.
Hey, yo. It feels good to be here. You don't think don't be adding up your Patreon.
You got a couple of bucks now, too. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm not rich.
Compared to where we came. Compared to our start eight years ago.
Oh, my God. We're long. I love to see
we were sharing.
Oh, compared to where we came, yeah, we're rich.
I love to see it. It really excites me.
It's good stuff.
And, yeah, we're still here. We still
do you
working.
Think you do you think you've changed at all with a little bit of money?
No.
Do you like
yet.
The finer things a little bit
I
more?
I do like to eat a little better. Like,
oh,
go,
this is big on the show. What are you doing? Yeah.
Chucky peanut butter.
I'm going to Whole Foods.
No, I switched from Sprite to 7 Up.
I like steak. I'm a steak.
All right.
You know, I got into that during the pandemic, though. That's when that Insecure money was hitting.
Oh, forgot Insecure.
Yeah. So I got it. I was buying steaks and cooking them at home.
Not to mention those stimmies showing up.
Oh, woo, 2020 was a good year.
Donnie T.
like him or not, boy can sign his name on a check.
But
kid cuts checks.
Steaks, and I do like eating out like a little bit. You know, I'm getting into cocktail bars. Just drinking.
You want to go get a steak after this?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm down.
We're going out to eat.
All
right, I'm down. Yeah. You guys buying?
Yeah, of course.
We wouldn't invite you if we
did. Yeah, I know you ain't got it on you.
I know as soon as it's cut off, we're like, beat it, Reggie. Where y'all going?
I'm going to go to Gallagher's.
Because I was going to hit Bond Chicken. I walked by, I was like, ooh, I haven't been there in a while.
Bond Chicken?
What is it called? Bong Chong?
Oh, Bong Chon.
Bong Chon, yeah.
No, there's no G on it. Bong Chon. B-O. Yeah, right? Bong Chon.
Like it's Korean fried
yeah,
chicken.
It's Korean fried chicken. Bong Chon, I think.
Oh. Right. Have
I don't
you ever
think
had
we're
it?
Allowed to say this.
wait, you
get
never,
cut.
You never had it?
No, it's banchan.
It's really good.
Banchan.
Yeah, banchan.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I never
Korean
had it.
Korean fried chicken. Oof. I was going to eat that on the subway home.
I see you're really living it up.
Yeah, I can see you like the finer things.
You have great.
I take the express train
Wait. So you guys are done with the sub completely?
What do you mean the sub?
The subway, like catching it.
Oh, yeah, I haven't taken it in probably close to a year.
See, I was just having this...
That's because of obesity. That has nothing to do with the money.
No.
I just can't do it anymore.
I was getting frustrated because every time I decide to catch a subway now, people are rumbling, oh, you, why are you acting broke? Like, why are you making a big deal about Uber?
Sure.
And that pisses me off because, like, somebody like Keanu Reeves, I remember Keanu Reeves was
the subway.
He was all over the subway. Uh-huh. People reposting the pictures and celebrating him like, oh, he's so down to earth. And then
he's also not eating banchan.
I got one show and everybody's like, why are you catching the subway? It's like, I don't have that much money.
Yeah, he wasn't eating pigeon wings on the 6th train.
I don't know why.
Throwing the bones like he was.
If an A-list celebrity catches a train
it's
right
humble.
Now.
It's humble, yeah. 100%. Look at him, he's still a man of the
it's humble. Why is it not humble when I do it?
I mean, I don't know.
I hate that.
I get it, though. No, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
They're just being jealous. That's all it is.
When you go home, do your fam bring up your money?
No, like, they all make more money than me. So it's like we can stop paying for Kevin. The big thing now, we just went on vacation and like I'll pick up a check. I'll be like, all right, and it's like everybody will be like, oh, look, God, big. It's like, I'll get shit.
What about
then.
You? Folks?
I'm throwing heaven bike.
Dude, he went out and bought his mom diamonds. And then lied about the price. They were 35 grand on these necklaces.
They were emeralds.
I sent my mom some money for her birthday. She went, oh my God, you're rich.
What you send her?
I just sent her like some money, like not even a lot.
Give me a number.
A $40 Best Buy gift card.
It was used, $38 left.
She calls
it.
You crying. I never thought I'd see the day.
What did you say? A couple hundred?
Like $300.
Nice.
But it was like, you know, it seems very, you know, but
you send it in cash.
That's also like what you give to your godson, $300.
Cash App.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Cash App and your mom money. On her birthday is the trashiest shit. Here's some little walk around.
Just put an eggplant in the message.
Mom, that's what Drake does.
Oh, that scumbag? I thought that was just very quick.
No, it's very nice.
You
get it
immediately.
So much for your cocktail bars, by the way.
Was there a note or anything?
No card. Nice message.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Mom. Love you. Happy birthday.
Okay. That's good.
Quick cash app.
That's good cash.
You ain't got to get no card or nothing. Those times are over. That's all like 1990 shit.
No, I agree. I paid someone on Venmo for a wedding. I like didn't give him the card, and I was just like, I'm not gonna make it to the post office and find a fucking stamp and envelope.
No, we working,
just
baby.
Venmo. Yeah.
Yeah, just throw it at him. Here you go, you bums.
Filthy animals.
Don't call me no more. Take your money.
But it does feel good, though.
It feels great. This is the first time, you know, we're also, you know, rewarding ourselves. We went to Minetta Tavern.
Been there.
Yeah.
That's I remember when y'all went. I seen y'all come.
Not too shabby.
Stumble out of there.
Yeah.
It was
all
fucked up.
That's good.
That was because that was for us. We started in the Village in New York, mm-hmm. in the Village together. Just all those fucking cold ass nights walking down McDougal and Bleecker mm-hmm. for shows for like two people. How many times I walked by Minetta Tavern and been like, one day you'd see like
smell the onion rings
going in and out.
Yeah.
One day I'll be in there. It's fucking nice to finally be able
to. You
mind
if I stand by the door for a minute, sir? Smell your hamburgers?
It's nothing, though. Like, you've been there. It's like, oh, I've been there. Let's find
out. I got recognized. Last time I was in there, I got recognized.
Where?
I was like,
really?
Can I take a picture real quick? I felt like, fuck. I felt so famous.
Oh, yeah. That happens. That happens. Like, and when I'm in Brooklyn.
I thought he was Billy Gardner.
TSA Bay? Probably.
I get TSA Bay, and then, like, Abel will come up. So that feels good.
Nice.
You know what I mean? Especially when it's a cutie.
You turn into a dreamer.
Shit, baby, got Cash App?
I look up.
Start talking in a Jamaican accent. Pretend you're British.
Yeah, Idris Elba.
Hello, love.
That's all you can say. Hello, love.
You just keep repeating that no matter what.
Hello,
you
love. Hello, love.
All right. So where have you been dabbling?
You said what's a cocktail?
Now that you got
bar?
A little cash.
What do you order when you get to this said cocktail bar?
I'm getting into wine a little bit.
Okay.
Yo, you know what I like? Martini espressos. Those are my
martini.
Shit.
Espresso martini. Martini. Yeah.
Fuck. Whatever.
It sounds like an Italian highway.
What is it?
Espresso martini.
Espresso martini. With
those
the beans
are,
in it.
Oh, those
Look
are my
at you.
Shit. Those are my shit.
Yeah.
Go to a nice little spot.
Are you having that to kick the night off? Or are you having
kick the night off. Kick the night off. Probably like
you can't drink espresso martinis all night. I think the feds are looking for you.
Yeah. It's like doing an eight ball.
When you waiting for a 3:30 a.m. spot. Definitely. Started off at 7, be hyped by 3 a.m.
We should start a business.
I would love to see you try to navigate that glass for the first couple of times.
Fucking got it like that. Oh, man, it's good. It's good. Eating down in the village just feels good.
Feels nice.
Because you were so poor there for so many years.
Yeah,
at that deli.
Percy's, the deli.
Yeah, walking down that block.
Mamoons.
No, not Mamoons.
Yeah, we used to get Mamoons
all the time. I thought you meant now. I won't go in Mamoons.
Not allowed back there, but still.
Mamoons. Nah.
I owe him money for 3 pitas.
Yeah. Anywhere, Minetta Lane, if you keep straight and walk down that, like, it's all these little restaurants in the back of.
The West Village property. It's all like French restaurants.
Oh,
there's
some spots around there.
Yeah, you get over near 6th Avenue, you cross 6th Avenue over there. Real nice. Real
now,
nice.
When you order a wine, what are you into with wine?
I'll just say, first,
because I know this is like, wine's a very snooty, snobby thing.
Yeah, I like eating it with, like, when I'm looking shitty, too, like with a hoodie on or some shit.
You go and get a nice wine.
Yeah,
what do you order?
Nice.
Do you have a go-to? Or do you know about
it? What are you,
them?
Sticking it to the man?
I don't know. I just feel like, it makes you, I feel like a drug dealer a little bit, like a rapper. I'm just sitting there drinking wine. Yeah. Classic.
I say when we go to nice
seafood
places,
place
I go,
late night.
I say we're Bitcoin people. Yeah. Like, we've made our money in Bitcoin.
Yeah.
I mean, T-Bone's in like a fucking rock star t-shirt.
Yeah, it does look cool when you're not dressed up.
When you're not, because we're the outsiders.
Yeah. It feels good. Going into a nice place, everybody's like.
I think we tell ourselves that. Meanwhile, I think everybody's like, this guy got $11 together.
Yeah, everybody knows these guys got a couple grand on a credit card.
It feels good, though.
Sure.
It does. You try to. I think we're so not used to being in those situations that we lie to ourselves.
Yeah.
And go, like, these motherfuckers, they don't know.
Yeah,
I could be a drug dealer. I could be famous.
It's something cool about that whole Adam Sandler effect where he walks around and just.
And
wears,
one shorts and
yeah,
a fucking.
Yeah, and one shorts. But you know this guy is super.
Sure.
But the perception is that I'm making a lot of money when I go home. So I still like to show up bummy.
Yeah, I can just be whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when you earn $100 million, you can wear basketball shorts.
It's weird. I like wearing, I'm addicted to sweatpants. Foley, I know you only wear sweatpants.
Oh, man.
That's about to change.
Start wearing them to funerals. I don't give a shit.
When was the last time you did wear jeans?
I don't even own a pair of jeans now.
Yeah,
what?
Nah.
No, I don't.
Performance sweatpants or joggers?
Joggers. Yeah.
When was the last time I put on a pair of pants that had a buckle on them, a button?
I'm asking you.
I'm all drawstring now.
Yeah, oh, me too.
All
me
drawstring.
Too. All drawstring.
Straight maternity wear.
Straight.
Seller and got yelled at.
In what?
When I wore sweats.
Who yelled at you?
Liz.
Really?
What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. I tried to wear a good top.
You got a shirt and tie on and sweatpants?
I tried to hide it up. What are you talking about? I don't know.
Sweatpants and a turtleneck.
got a bow tie on.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But yeah, are you drinking whites? You drinking reds? What are you
red,
into?
Red. Only red.
You're a red wine
Cabernet,
guy.
Cabernet, red.
And do you know anything about them? Or you just go, give
Not
me a cab.
Yet.
You just go, I'll take
say,
a cab.
I'll say
a cab.
I don't know how to. I'll say
you don't know how to pronounce a lot
of
shit.
So I'll be like, let me get a red wine, and then I'll go, what would you suggest? I'll ask.
Oh, that's a good move.
Yeah,
what do you think?
Yeah. And then they'll tell me what they suggest, and I'll just pick A or B.
Yeah, I'll do the second thing.
Yeah.
I mean, English isn't great for you, let alone French.
Does that third one come with a salad?
Hello, I'll take A.
And it. Oh, God, you stink.
I'll have that in a shrimp cocktail in the box, please.
Yeah.
But
I get real self-conscious in those situations of not knowing how to pronounce things.
Oh, dude,
not knowing what's what, you know.
I'm king
I'll
of
Google
that.
Shit.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that table, too. Yeah. But sometimes that takes forever. They'll be
I know.
Staying there
the waiter's looking at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, not when you're ordering. What the fuck?
Hold on. I'll go. I'll always go. What would you suggest?
Or
you
know, that's a good move. I'll have the fettuccine. Yeah.
Fettuccine.
Yes, my good man. I'll have the fettuccine.
I always go. What would you suggest? And then if they don't know, I'll be like, "What? You just worked here? Come on, grow up, stupid."
What was your first day, idiot? Yeah. Let's go.
That's real. Talk about acting like you haven't been there before.
I'll have what you're having. What?
Yo, man, you eat this shit? What'd you all have for dinner in the back?
What you be eating?
Nah, I don't fuck with fish. That's the Lord's food.
I'm looking at other people's food. Hey, what's that?
Is that good?
That's good over there.
Let me get a bite.
Hey, my man, let me get a green bean real quick.
Hey, let me get a little piece. Yo, Brussels sprouts are good everywhere. Brussels sprouts are good everywhere.
Yeah, man. Literally. They really
That's
do.
How you know somebody with no money's got a little money when they come across Brussels sprouts. A fucking men to that.
Anywhere I've been and ordered Brussels sprouts, they've been
amazing.
Banging.
They're seared. They got
the
cheese.
Yeah, I tried to go home and every time I try to go home. I try to go home
in the microwave.
I put them in the air fryer. I tried to make them crispy.
What the fuck is pancetta?
They stink at home. Everywhere I go, I order Brussels sprouts, and they're always so fucking good.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, they've been killing it the past couple of years.
Yo, I don't know what. They're so good.
Oil, salt, bacon, and then
the stand puts honey on them.
Yeah, it's nice.
So good. Honey and bacon.
Yeah, man. Brussels sprouts are all right.
Literally everywhere I go.
They take them and they put them in what's called a salamander. It's like a broiler, and it fucking just.
Yo, when do you find out about asparagus? You're going to blow your fucking mind. Asparagus.
Asparagus is pretty good. But Brussels sprouts, and when I see Brussels sprouts on the menu, I light up. I'm like, get my veggies.
Yeah, give me the Beretta salad. And
oh, man, that's fucking funny.
You said you got into steak. Where? How do you get your steak, or where are you getting steak? How do you get it done?
Well, during the pandemic, I was getting them in Philly. Butcher, going to the butcher.
You were cooking.
Yeah, I was cooking.
Yeah, you were cooking.
From YouTube. And then from YouTube. From watching YouTube videos.
Yeah,
I got it in the steaks.
It's not like YouTube sent them to you, is the way you said
it. YouTube sent me to
YouTube steaks.
I got a subscription. They come once a month.
So I started making them during the pandemic, and then I've been nonstop ordering them, like when I go out. Not every time.
Have you gone out to nice steak?
Yeah, where have you been going to?
I went to Minetta. I went to, it starts with a G.
Gallagher.
Y'all been there. Yeah, I've been there.
This is recently.
Well, within the past couple months. I've been with like Keith and shit. And,
nice.
You know.
What made you go to Gallagher's?
Because I'll cook it. When I used to cook them at home, mm-hmm. I go, I want to see if
how they are.
Yeah. So I'm
night
good.
And day, isn't it?
Night and day.
Yeah.
But, I smother it with butter. When I was doing the searing.
That's a fun time.
Yeah.
Cooking, you feel like a pro chef.
You're doing
that little piece of tarragon in there, uh-huh. Fucking bathing
some thyme, it. Some garlic.
Some thyme.
How do you order your steak when you go out? What do you get? Medium rare?
Medium rare. I like to see a medium, what is it, when you see a little pink?
Medium.
Medium.
Yeah. Or that's, medium well, you're not
to
doing
see that
medium.
Little pink.
And plenty of ketchup. I don't know how they cook it. You can't see through all that ranch. could be raw as far as I know.
I'm a sauce guy too.
I'm a sauce
man.
Sauce man.
How good are the sauces at like nice at like yes, good places? Yes, the little remoulades and shit.
A1 sauce is so trash. Yeah. Now that you, when you go to other places,
oh, and you get like a homemade sauce.
Oh,
yeah, it's like, it tastes like poison.
It's sweet.
Yes,
it's sweet at those
so
nice
good.
Places.
That one bite, you sop up as much as you can. Uh-huh. And I know that I'm a scooper when it comes to sauce. Like I'm not a dipper. A scooper.
You get in.
Can I have a spoon for my steak, please?
I get in there, baby.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. That's, awesome. That's great.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's
eating
good.
You are
eating good.
Brussels sprout money. I like it. That's a good. That's a good level. That's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Banging out with Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that's so funny.
And waiter recommended red wines.
Yeah.
I don't know how to order shit. I always ask, what would you get? Mm-hmm. Unless it's like crazy.
What if they say like the most expensive thing on the menu? Like I'll get the, you know, the swordfish.
Well, I mean, I've never had swordfish.
I've never been nowhere with swordfish.
You had a tomahawk? I haven't had a tomahawk yet.
Nah,
have y'all had that?
No, we go out, we'll get a porterhouse for like.
Porterhouse are good.
For the three of us, and it comes for the table, and you just kind of.
Y'all share it?
Big Yeah.
There's no way I'm sharing with Foley.
We got him on one of those sticks with the loop on it that they put dogs on.
I eat mine on a rope.
Bone and ribeye. Woo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
Ribeyes are great.
Yes.
Yeah, top shelf.
Delicious.
That's probably my favorite steak.
Yeah.
Get that really crisp on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, it's good stuff. A lot of fat on there.
Love it.
More hated than- fat when I was a kid. Now I crave it. I'm made of it.
I'm made of it.
It's like oxygen. Kip, let's talk about Babbel, baby.
Babbel.
Talk about Babbel. Love Babbel. Mm-hmm. If you're trying to learn a new language, maybe you got a trip coming up. You don't want to sound like a bozo when you're in Spain or when you're in Italy.
Yeah.
You don't want to be
or
over
even
there.
Down south.
Or even down south. Who knows what you want to do?
Uh-huh.
You got to get on Babbel and figure it out. It's a fun, addictive way to learn a language.
Yes. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. I know for me, when I was trying to learn German for years, I was using all these different apps and stuff like they teach you a bunch of stupid shit you never use. Had me walking around talking about my panties and stuff
yeah.
like that. It's no good.
I don't need to know how to say the Champs-Élysées. I need to know the real deal.
Yeah, you can cop a bag somewhere. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it a perfect way to learn new language on the go. Other language apps use AI for the lessons planned, but Babbel uses lessons that were created by over 100 language experts.
Yeah, so don't forget about the Matrix. Huh?
Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com, use promo code garbage. That's Babbel, Babbel.com, code garbage. Babbel, language for life, do it.
All form, baby.
All form?
You ever heard of Helix, Pinhead?
Is that a Helix comp?
That is a Helix Ooh. Company. Helix has stepped out of the mattress game, and they're getting into the furniture biz.
Sure
and let
are.
Me tell you, top quality, easy to put together, great sit, great. I've taken a lot of great naps on this couch.
There's one right there.
Here in Tutties. Reggie Conquest is sitting on it right now.
Yeah, that guy's a movie star. You got a movie star sitting on your couch.
With his feet on it.
It's the easiest way to customize a sofa using premium materials at a fraction of the cost of traditional stores. You pick the fabric. If you want spill, stain resistance, scratch resistance, the color, the legs, a whole nine yards, it's super easy. You get a love seat up to an 8-seat sectional, whatever you want. Like you said, they sent it to here. I set it up all together by myself. Easy peasy. Forget about it.
It's good stuff.
They give you 100 days to decide if you want to keep it. That's more than 3 months. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up for free with a full refund. But you're going to love it. I'm telling you. To find the perfect sofa, check out allform.com/garbage. And Allform is offering 20% off all orders for our listeners at allform.com/garbage. One more time, allform.com/garbage. Do it.
Do it.
But yeah, it's been fun, man.
That's
I don't
good,
go
buddy.
Every time, though. I'm not like.
No, of course.
Yeah, but I definitely have my moments where I go out and be like, you know, I'm going to get this.
Mm-hmm. You're starting to open up to different things now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Well, it's funny to see, like, as you know, you realize how limited your worldview was the whole time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our life for so long was dollar slices and, you know,
yeah.
a turkey burger at the corner deli or whatever. You know what I mean? It was like,
I mean, don't get me wrong. That stuff is still good.
Oh, yeah. Hey, they each their own.
I still eat like shit.
Oh, for sure.
Dude, I went to the Sixers game, had 2 hot dogs. Relish mustard. Filled them with relish and mustard.
Brought them from home.
Hey, can you nuke these for me real quick?
It's like, but it is night and day. Like, I don't.
Nice seats at the Sixers game?
They were all right. They were like middle. They weren't. I was sitting there thinking of that. Like, man, I can't wait to be on that floor. Y'all floor. Went recently, right? Or no?
No.
Okay.
No. We went to the you bought Mets tickets and we were like third row at the Mets game.
Oh, I've been to a baseball game and been right behind it.
Yeah. That's
also cool.
Like those are. I mean, they were like $100 or
yeah,
it wasn't.
They fucking Mets were fucking tanking.
Yeah, the stadium was like 90%
empty. It was Mets Yankees, I think.
Okay. See, I can't. I went to the Sixers game, middle seats, but I kept looking at the the courtside seats. Like, all right, I'm gonna get there one day. As I ate my...
As you ate your hot dog from
my
home.
My crab fries.
Shout out to the crab
chicken
fries.
Chicken pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eating my chicken pizza. I'll be there.
You're still taking the Sunday cup home with you? That's where
they
we're
give
at.
You a big-ass basket of chicken and pizza fries, too.
Yeah. They're
it's
huge.
Like, it's a lot.
Yeah. Never been a fan of the crab, the
oh,
Old Bay fries.
The
yeah.
cheese. You get the cheese.
Kick rocks
the melted
with
American
that
cheese.
Oh.
Fucking good night.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not a fan.
Do you realize? Well, you're still kind of big, but we would be
kinda
so
big,
much.
Did you just say?
Yeah. I mean, but we would be so much worse in Philly.
I say that all the time. If I didn't,
think?
If I didn't move to New yes. York, I would be.
Like if we were
I'd
working regular
pounds.
Jobs?
Huh?
We would feel like working regular jobs?
No, I'm saying like. Healthy, like right now, you get out, you walk around. I'm sure, like sometimes
I'm starting to.
Yeah, so now you you could. He'd be dead if you lived in Philly.
You're looking at him like he's Schwarzenegger, dude.
All right, my bad.
No, I see. I would be 600 pounds in Philly.
You'd be dead.
Yeah, he'd be dead.
Yeah.
But I would probably be your size for sure.
Every
drinking
time I see a big guy
every day
in Philly, I'm like, man, that was me. That would if I stayed here, that'd be me. Mm-hmm. Fucking
soft pretzels will get you.
Yeah. Shout out to the Philly soft pretzel.
Dude. Oh, they will. Every time I'm in Wawa, I'm like, No.
There was times when I was living in Philly, I was eating Wawa 3 times a day.
Oh yeah.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Every time I go home now to Philly, I eat that shit.
I know.
But you know, when you start eating a little better, you do look down on like Wawa. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Why am I
broken?
You look down at the other. You look down at the other people that are ordering. Yeah. Meanwhile, you're getting your tuna hoagie heated up.
I had Brussels sprouts last night, pussy.
I'm gonna get a tuna hoagie with peanut butter and just real gross.
Yeah, but yeah, we would be through the roof in Philly.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Fall through the roof. Good shit. All right, let's get to some cues.
Let's
here.
Let's do some garbage questions.
Got
guys,
Mr. Conquest here.
As you know, when you join the Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on air. It's one of the perks to joining that Patreon over there. Let's see. This is from Brian. I know Foley's done this for sure. Ever shower midday, then put the same clothes back on?
Oh, yeah. Underwear and everything.
Yeah. Undies is tough.
If I shower and I don't do anything that day, I will put on the same drawers the next day.
If I shower at night, I'll sleep in them and then maybe use them that next day.
Wait, you take a shower, go to bed, and then change the drawers in the morning?
No, I'm saying I'll put underwear on. I sleep in underwear.
Okay.
And then I'll get out of the shower, uh-huh, put on fresh underwear at night. Right?
Uh-huh.
Sleep in them.
I think you're explaining string theory.
I know what the fuck.
Wait.
Let's back this up. I'll get home.
Okay, so you get
he's
home.
He's looking at me you like
get,
I have three
dude,
heads.
Dude, Reggie, you got to close your mouth when you're listening, man.
Oh, I'm like,
this guy's got 2 pair of underwear?
I don't know how to listen with my mouth closed.
Reggie's in scream. they're trying to do pickups on Reggie's.
The waiter's telling you the special, so would you mind closing your mouth, please?
I'm like this.
What the fuck is couscous?
Couscous is good.
Couscous is great. You found that out, huh?
What was the? I want to go back. One question I wanted to ask regarding couscous. What was the first? Have you had like a nationality's food that you haven't had, like Ethiopian or like Middle East, or something you got into that you were like, oh, I never even had.
Sushi,
food.
Indian food, Korean.
I remember the
Korean
first time
barbecue.
You had sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and him have to get fucking.
Yeah,
me and you have to get hot dogs or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like chicken fingers. Like, yeah. This is not, we're not eating this. But no, not
he called
really.
Called them Japanese nuggets, which was very.
Oh,
funny.
I was very.
He goes,
angry.
I'm done with these Japanese nuggets. He thought they were chicken nuggets.
Yeah, hey. Why is this honey mustard spicy as shit?
Not really, because I'm not a picky eater. I'll eat just about anything.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
No, not really. Because I was eating different stuff when I didn't have a little bit of
money.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, okay.
Raw oysters?
Yeah, I just got into them. I got it. My dad made me get into them.
Yeah.
You trying to fuck you? They make you hard as a rock, those things.
No, we went out, and he just was like, kind of like, stop being a pussy. And then I was like, all right.
I don't fuck with them.
Yeah. No. I do eat. I won't order them myself.
But
like,
if they're there.
Yeah, fried oysters. Woo.
Have you taken him out to dinner yet?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Really?
That feels good.
Wow.
Yeah, that
feels
good.
That feels great.
Yeah, that feels
he's
good.
He's probably falling over in his chair.
He'll, every time he leaves, he'll cry. He'll go, oh, I love you so
much. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just
that's
like,
awesome.
Feels good.
Still beat your ass, though.
Yeah, he
we're just posting those pictures of him. There's one picture from, like, back in the day. He's dressed like one of DMX's entourage. He's
yeah,
like
all black shirt. Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You're like, damn, that dude's mean.
Tune
yeah,
you
yeah.
up.
Oh, dude, he used to tear me up. But that's my pop.
That's great, dude.
Poppy.
That's
so
awesome.
Funny.
So, no, back to the drawers.
Yeah, I'll take a shower at night. So I get home from whatever.
Today. Take a shower tonight.
I'll take a shower tonight, 10 o'clock, put on a fresh pair of underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep in that.
Okay.
Wake up.
Mm-hmm. Not shower in the morning.
I might shower. And then that underwear, depending on the surplus of underwear I have in the drawer, mm-hmm, I might throw those on if they
that's
still got
a guarantee.
Some, if they still got some
yeah
legs left in them.
Yeah, if you only sleep in them, they're good. Yeah.
Unless you nutted in them.
<Blanche A.
laughs> In front of your boxes be all stained up.
Or all crispy.
Just turn it backwards and keep it moving.
Inside out.
Ew, I've never done that.
What?
I've never turned my boxes inside out.
I have.
No, really?
I have for sure.
Oh, I thought you meant turned them around.
No.
Inside out, yeah.
Dick hole in the back.
He bent over him. Everyone's like, yo, Reggie, who nutted on you?
Yeah.
Where the fuck you coming from, Reggie?
If I got cum stains in the front of my boxes, I will change.
Oh, we got a gentleman over here. I will change then.
That's my campaign promise to you,
when there's
the American people.
In my undies.
I will change in a heartbeat. You jerk off in a fresh pair and it stains up in the front. I'm like, all right, I'm done. These are dirty.
I don't.
You don't
work. I leave it in there.
Ugh.
It just disappears.
No, it doesn't.
It really does.
It does not.
It's in there, dude. It's in there.
I think my juices are made of something different. It just evaporates.
Ugh.
It's like science class.
It's probably stuck in the back of your head.
Turns into a
dick
cloud.
Dick is sucked up in your body.
It just stays in. It never really comes out.
My dick drags it back into the cave.
Ugh.
Like the Rancor monster.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does feel good. I just brought a fresh pack of drawers. It's great.
Yeah, I got to re-up.
That's funny, man, because that's the stuff that's awesome. Like, you walk into a Target, I need a pack of underwear.
Yeah.
I need a fresh pack of socks.
Yeah.
I just loaded up, too. Goodfellow with Target. Real nice.
Bro, I got a Goodfellow. I brought t-shirts yesterday. The best t-shirts in the game.
Yeah, they're fucking
nice.
They're
killing it.
These are Goodfellow joggers.
Hey, man, y'all need to be getting a check from them. They are fucking killing it.
Goodfellas,
you don't fuck with Goodfellas?
Right. I don't. I just got those fat guy tees that they advertise online, like on Instagram and stuff. It's called Fresh
Instagram
Clean Tee.
Instagram got me in a chokehold. I brought one hat from Instagram, and that's all I see.
I know,
that's
I got your number,
It's
dude.
Changed so much. I swear, I think
dude,
something.
Dude, now my info saved on it, like my credit card info.
Yeah,
so
mine
I just
too.
Go, it's like fucking two clicks, and I'm like, yeah, it'll be at my door.
Dude,
the shit don't show up, though.
I'll be up 2 a.m. just clicking on ordering shit on Amazon from Instagram.
It's so bad. Yeah.
It's
the best.
It's good.
It does feel good. But
all I get is tooth pulling videos on Instagram.
Ooh.
That and popping zits.
You just got so concerned.
Popping pimples is good.
That's all I get.
My algorithm is
hats, disgusting.
Nails, and
nails.
Butts. Yeah, girls' nails.
Yeah, is that why you
that
post all that stuff?
I just like it. But it's turning
into. Freak.
Wait, what do you mean you like it?
I like a fresh set.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. It's an age thing. I think it's an age thing.
What about you? Are you going to get manis and pedis now or not?
I'm a plan to get. I haven't got one in a while, but I'm going to get one. But I just like it on women. Like, it's something I really notice.
You like when their nails are done nice.
Oh, my shit. Nice
something
set.
To look at when you're getting.
Man, that is real creepy.
Yeah. No, I you know what?
That's like it's rooted sexually. That's weird.
No, it's not. Is it? I don't know.
I mean, you're posting them on Instagram. It's a little strange.
I post it just so people can, so other women can see it. And they just tell me I got good taste. So I'd be like, oh, cool. I like it.
Man, that's a weirdo. That's a weird
wait, you're move. So there. That's like your feet pictures.
Yeah, that's just hand. And then he'll post pictures
wait,
of hands,
so,
and then people go, "Oh, look at these."
But you're not saying that you like it when a lady has her nails done.
No,
nice.
I like that.
You're saying you like looking at photo, like it turns you on to look at photos of nails.
I wouldn't say it turn. I see. That's the thing. I don't get turned on. I just like.
Have you
the
ever jerked
of
off
it.
To just nails?
No. I like it's a craft in it. It's an art in it, and I just like the look.
This is a pervert trying to make it sound like it's not creepy. There's
it's
an
not.
Art.
It is an art. It's a craft. I love it.
Reggie has 4 pink fingernails up his ass right now.
No, I think it's a very sexy thing. I like it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. I'll just post it, and then people will start sending me their hands, and
that's what I'm saying. That's creepy. That's the creepy part.
But I didn't ask
for
that.
That's how you're gonna get
hemmed
up.
You're not
up.
Saying don't send me. You're not closing your DMs.
That's true. How you're gonna get hemmed up. Some 9-year-old's gonna send you pictures of your hands. You're gonna be up in Sing Sing.
That hand looked 30.
What 9-year-old has hairy knuckles, Your Honor?
Look at her hand.
Oh, God. People
think I got a business, though, because I say business is booming.
So funny.
I be on Instagram just playing. Just
I know. You're one of my favorite follows. You'll do things that are so... You'll do, like, recurring things that are so small and stupid, but, like...
It's so stupid.
And you, like, comment on it days later. It's just so funny.
Yeah, it's stupid. I really just go in there to play. I try to use it for what it's for. I haven't found my... Like, you guys have found your thing that you use it for. I have no reason to have...
Fishing for kink pics.
No. Send me a kneecap, will you?
I have no reason to be on social media, but I'm still on it for some reason.
Oh, I love it.
I want to find something though, but whatever.
Elbows. Or
I
something.
Post my friend shit. I really believe in posting
paying
and support.
Forward, yeah.
Yeah, just posting people shit. They doing dope shit. I hate when people ask me though. I don't like that shit. Oh, like, hey, can you post? It's like, fuck no, BD. You think I just post anything?
Let me see your nails.
Send it to the booker, will you? Oh, that's great. All right. This one's from Aaron. Ever been to a family reunion and thought one of your distant cousins was good looking?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You guys do family reunions?
He's weird for not.
No, I think he did.
Oh, okay. I haven't done a family
What's reunion. A distant cousin, theoretically?
Not.
On the other side of the room.
Not immediate. Not like your mom's sister's daughter.
What about a second and third cousin?
That, to me, would be distant.
Well, what if it's your first cousin, but you see her once a year?
And she got nice fingernails.
That's distant, too, though.
No.
That's not genetically.
Not in the blood.
Genetically, that's close.
I don't believe in that blood shit.
What are you talking about?
You probably got the vaccine, too, you wacko.
Have you ever been to England?
Yeah. Bunch of trolls walking around over there.
You ever see the British office? Come on. What are we doing?
Okay, yeah, so that's distant. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
No, yeah, I can't do it.
That's what I remember.
I mean, as a little kid, you can't control that.
Yeah.
So,
here we go.
If you,
what are we getting into, big man? Because I'm here for it.
I'm just saying, as a little kid, if you have an older cousin and she's attractive,
what if she's the same age though? Because little kids, you never had a kissing cousin when you were younger. I mean, me neither. I was just asking.
Cut that.
But yeah.
Trying to enjoy my Thanksgiving. Nobody's saying a word. I think there was a little doctor going around, a little household doctor, shit like that. Sure. You know?
I got a cousin with a fat ass.
His name's Ed.
Kid's a squat machine.
I haven't been to a family reunion, though, in a while.
Would you do them growing up? Now, we do them now. We did them. I would always miss
when
them.
When was the last one you went to?
Was probably about 5 years ago. We do it on the beach in Wildwood. Real trashy shit.
Oh, I think I remember that.
We set up big tents in the back. Everybody's all fucked up, smoking. Ends up with like, fuck you. It's real Irish Catholic trash
shit. Starts to fight and all that shit.
Yeah. Somebody's getting pushed or shoved or held back at some point.
Does your family do the shirts?
Yeah, we do the shirts. The Sullivan, family. It's a tree.
I thought you were asking Reggie that.
No, we definitely. I've only been to like two. One when I was a kid, and then probably like 16, and we did the shirts.
Yeah,
Conquest family reunion.
There was a kid in my high school. Their last name was Lowe, Sean Lowe. He was a grade younger than me, but had like a bunch of older brothers and shit like that, and cousins in the school, and they always had their Lowe family reunion shirts that where other people started wearing them.
Because there were so many of them. It became like a thing.
Yeah, because everybody thought it was a cool T-shirt.
I think that's how stuff ends up now. Like, that's how every people just wear T-shirts of anything. I have mad T-shirts of literally anything on it.
Yeah.
Like,
just whatever.
Sayings, and I try to buy just random T-shirts.
What did you post about white people doing one thing and black people doing the other with funerals? White people, why don't white people... Do the T-shirts with the RIP on them.
The rest in peace T-shirts?
Yeah. Some of that stuff is just random shit. I'd be sitting on the toilet just going off.
Because they don't.
They don't. And white celebrities, that's what it was.
If they do, they grew up in a rough neighborhood.
Yeah, I've never seen...
Yeah, they're not from the Hamptons doing rest in peace T-shirts.
I've never seen a white celebrity in the clouds. That's what it was. Never, like, you know how when like Kobe died and Nipsey Hussle, they're all in this cloud or they walk into the
They're all walking to heaven, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen a white celebrity in the cloud.
As a black celebrity, you know you've made it when you end up in the cloud.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I've never, and then people were like, because they're white and evil. And I was like, Betty White, we loved her. We loved Mr. Rogers. And people was quiet.
Mm. Mm. And I think we were talking. I was
thinker over here. Betty White, huh, Mr. Rogers?
Come on, Paul, and Paul Walker. Come on,
shout out to Paul Walker.
The three white people that come to the top of your head.
Yeah, Paul Walker.
That's a weird squad. Betty White, Paul Mr. Walker. Rogers, and Fast and the Furious.
I only said those three because people kept saying, "Oh, it's because they're all evil." And then I said those three. It's like people kept saying because white people are all evil, and I'm like, I named those three to drop it
everybody
on them.
Everybody shut up.
It shows them walking into hell.
Stepping on a baby.
Being drug away by Betty White being drug away by two demons. Yeah, it's like... Kip, I want to talk to you about Ladder.
Ladder.
All right. You're a young kid, but you're not going to be for long. Mm-hmm. You got to look into term life insurance.
Got to.
You want to make sure you take care of your family. Mm-hmm. Saw a commercial for Ladder on the old TV the other day.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
They're moving and shaking.
Guys,
term life insurance.
Get on board with them. Everything's 100% digital. No doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less.
$3 million.
Just need a couple of minutes, a phone, laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithms. Smart algorithms work in real time. So you
get
find
Aerosmith
out.
To play at your funeral.
So you'll find out if you're instantly approved. If you prefer to talk to a person, you can do that. And their team of licensed agents does not work on commission, so they're going to help you, not upsell you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What
are
we doing?
Try to get you on the undercoat.
So go to ladderlife.com/garbage today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder, L-A-D-D-E-R, life.com/garbage. Ladderlife.com/garbage.
Manscaped, baby.
Best in the biz, those Manscaped.
Guess who's back in town? Manscaped coming around tutties again.
Yeah, wanting a second peek at the boys.
Must be moving some lawnmowers over there. I like to see it, gang. Manscaped doesn't just make the lawnmower 4.0 the amazing fucking ball trimmer.
Nope.
They also have a nice little line of products.
Ooh, all-in-one hygiene skin hair bundle is designed to upgrade the everyday man shower routine from head to toe.
Look at that.
Now, who don't need that?
Who doesn't need that? You're probably using a bar on your skin like a dirtbag. Nah. You got to get on the Manscaped tip.
Yeah. Once you hop out of the shower, protect yourself from body odor by applying the Manscaped aluminum-free deodorant. They also got... the 2-in-1 shampoo conditioner that cleans and nourishes in one step, non-greasy formula, the whole nine yards. Also, while you're in the shower, you lather the cologne-infused ultra-premium body wash with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin looking, feeling clean, moisturized all goddamn day.
Cologne-infused.
Yeah. Obviously, they got the Lawnmower 4.0 electric trimmer to clean anyway unwanted body hair. I do my mustache. I'll do anything. Get my dog a shave.
Ceramic tip, powerful motor, but it's quiet. It's water resistant. You get a little light on there so you don't cut your nuts off.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Good stuff.
God damn it, I cut my nuts off again.
Then they fall down a drain. You got to get a plumber in there.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code garbage at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code garbage at manscaped.com. It's time to get wet and clean clean with your new Manscaped shower routine. Do it.
Yeah.
We love them.
I was saying that we do the sometimes the windshield in the back of the car.
What's that?
We'll have like, you know, so-and-so, 2000 whatever to whatever.
Oh, like the memorial. Yeah, okay.
See that on like an Escalade. You
know, Steve.
What's it called? The rear mirror.
Windshield.
Yeah, the rear windshield.
Are you saying like family members?
Or with the dates? No, with the dates. So like if somebody had passed, like 1988.
R.I.P. Tony.
Oh, that's so lazy.
with the wings and shit like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Nah, I see black people in the clouds, the gates.
Yeah.
Walking in, looking back. I was like, damn. Whew. People get artsy when black people die. It's crazy.
That was also...
They're on a horse, right?
One meme said, it was a meme, it said, don't put me in the clouds, put a bowl of wings behind me.
Put me in the blue cheese.
Yeah, it's so funny. That shit, oh my God.
I wouldn't want to be in the clouds either. I definitely don't want an open casket. And I don't want the dead guy picture either.
It's gonna be weird if you die immediately after this.
Yeah, you die.
You guys do
tonight.
Everything I didn't want. Start printing the T-shirts.
Oh God!
Paint his fat ass in the clouds.
Yeah. Every time I start thinking about death, I immediately go, oh, no.
Yeah. Bunny rabbits.
No.
Fingernails.
Immediately, I try to work on my thinking and positive thinking, and immediately go the other way. I don't even like talking about it.
Holy shit, that's so fucking funny.
Bunny rabbits.
Bunny rabbit. Fingernails.
Love them.
That was the first, we were talking about it before our friend Chris Cotton. That was my first black funeral that I attended.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I realized we do funerals completely different.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was an intermission. There was acts going on. It was a thing. There was an open mic at the fucking...
The band was fucking top shelf.
Yeah, there was food being served. It was everything was, yeah.
Oh, the food, yeah.
It was all in one unit, rather than ours with like...
You'd go to
the viewing of the mass and then to like a luncheon afterwards.
Yeah, no,
this
you go
was like an all-inclusive party. I got a wristband when I walked in.
It was like being out of sandals.
I went to a metal detector.
I don't know where they got that water slide from.
That was a moon bound. No, I'm saying it was more of a, I remember walking out like, oh, fuck, that was, I felt good. Leaving. Dude,
we go to the viewing and then to the cemetery.
I mean, normally that's how it but.
And then somewhere else, yeah. But everything.
I was so relaxed when Chris Body wasn't in there. I was so nervous walking in.
He kept leaning in. I hope it's not. He was standing in the back.
And then I seen he wasn't up there. I'm like, oh, this ain't bad.
Pass me a plate,
Reggie. Relax. It's just macaroni salad. If they lift up that chafing dish, I swear to God.
If he's next to the cocktail weenies, I'm out of here.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic.
Oh, that was so fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Oh man,
that was the first time we all seen each other cry too.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh-wee.
No, oh, that's the first time we all cried together. I've seen everybody. We've all cried individually, like outside of the lantern or something, or like on a subway or.
Oh yeah, yeah.
When
we
all first moved to New York, we all got
at the West 4th Street. But maybe not together, or maybe not. We saw, but each one of us has definitely cried at the West 4th Street station.
Oh,
at like 3 in the morning,
waiting on a train that's never coming.
She's just looking down like, oh, what am I doing?
Yeah. Maybe if I can get a check spot at State of New York.
Some old man in the corner, that train's never coming.
This station's been closed for years.
You should move home. Fuck up, old man.
Move home and get fatter.
I will, you know what, that just, this is a fat thing. You're gonna get on me for this, but you know what I miss?
What?
Hitting the fucking candy shop down at the subway. When those things are open.
Oh, the little hut?
Little newsstands?
Oh, they're still open. They're back open.
Yeah.
But when it's like August and you're sweating your balls off and you're looking for a cold water and they're all hot.
Oh, dude. They heat them up on you.
All the candy's dusty.
You know what? I can tolerate the train now, but when it gets hot, I think that's when I'm going to be done for a while.
Yeah.
I got my bike. I'm ready, though. I can't wait till it gets nice.
There you go.
Yeah, I got my bike. I'm bringing Sade out. We riding, baby.
Yeah.
I can't
you
wait.
You do have a nice bike.
Yeah, I love that fucking bike. I look at it every day wishing I could ride it.
What kind of bike? Sade, the singer?
No, the bike. That's the name
of my bike. Is that what you call her?
Yeah, I'm going to get a helmet this year, too. I'm tired of people hitting me up. Look, you need a helmet every time I post.
What kind of bike?
I don't know. I got off Instagram.
Harley?
Literally, brother, it's called.
It's pink. There's tassels on it. It's nice.
It's called Soleil Bicycles, and they still advertise me Soleil Bicycle. It's a good bike, though.
I don't know. That doesn't sound sturdy at all.
It's a good bike. You've seen
it. Sounds like a bad energy drink.
It's all black, right?
It's all black.
All murdered out.
Woo!
Yeah. I like it. It's a good looking bike.
Good bike, baby.
I can't wait till that thing gets stolen.
Oh, I thought of that.
You're going to cry.
100%.
If I got stolen, definitely, you would cry.
I would cry.
How much was it?
It was $400.
It's not bad.
Yeah, and I bought it last summer.
What's a real expensive bike, Toby? Like a real expensive 10 speed?
Oh, you could get a bike for $15,000.
All right.
Yeah, that's
fucking nerd alert.
Ooh, 15
US.
Grand. I need to step my game up.
I got a Kia for 14.
Hey, you shitting on our guest over here? He's a kid's child.
Trying to embarrass this guy?
I asked you. You asked me the price. I tell you that he's dropped $1,500 on me.
This motherfucker just prices right the shit out of me.
Yeah, $1.
That was awesome. Ah, now you get one like $25,000. Yeah, that bike sucks. An Instagram bike, that does sound a little tough.
Hey.
The lady has been fucking with this Amazon Market, whatever it is, their grocery store.
It's Whole Foods, essentially.
It shows up a couple hours after you order it.
Wait, you do that? You do?
She just started doing it a couple weeks ago, and she got New England clam chowder, which it sat there for 2 days. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? You just got New England clam chowder from fucking Amazon, and then she had a bowl for lunch, and she gave me a taste. Fucking top shelf.
So yeah, I know what they're doing.
I think the norms of that stuff is changing. We'll be ordering pizzas off Instagram soon.
No way.
I have my way.
If I run the world.
I haven't typed into the grocery store. People do that, though.
Yeah, it's nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never did.
But what about fruit and shit? I feel like if I was doing that, I would not give a shit about people. I was just like, oh, you need this here.
God.
Oh, the people doing it don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
They'll be like, what do you want this? Well, this is close enough. Here you go. Here's orange juice.
So
you want to know.
How do you, if something
better.
Expired?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they've gotten better because the
Amazon
inventory.
Amazon does it nice.
The inventory now, they have like, they used to be like, hey, this is what we have. Mm-hmm. This is what we sell. But then if they were out of it, it wasn't updated. Mm-hmm. Now, like, the inventory is updated constantly. So there's like a better.
Okay.
You can get, when it's out of something, it's, you know. they let you know that they're out
of it. It feels really good. Like, dude, I never did. I didn't have a fucking bank account. I got a bank account when we were up here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how recently I've had a bank account. Doing that kind of stuff feels real nice.
It does feel good.
Yeah, even just ordering online, ordering something online.
And not never even, did anything not like checking that. The price, just ordering, just...
Well, you take a little peek.
Every now and then. if you go crazy, you go, all right, let me slow it down.
Mm-hmm. How often do you check your bank account a day on your app?
Not, like, I used to do it every day. Now I'll just be like, I know how much is in my account, and I go, all right.
I look at it, like, every 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, just in case anything's going to leave or disappear or whatever. Just paranoia.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I still got some tech stuff I need to work on. yeah. But no, I don't check it every day. That's nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I check it maybe once a week just to make sure I'm not overdrawing.
Yeah, if I'm Ubering crazy, I might check it. Like, you know.
Taking a couple Ubies, are you?
Ooh.
You doing Uber that. XL, Uber Black?
No. Regular straight Uber. Up. Yeah, straight up Uber. I don't post none of that shit, though. I just, I don't want people, because the more you post what you're doing, people think you're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, yeah, of course.
You don't want people all up in your biz.
Yeah.
That Uber XL sometimes, when that shows up and it's got like the handicap thing in the front.
Yeah, it's like one of the vans that has a crane on it. It's a there's a bunch of hot chicks out front of the club. Yeah.
I haven't done an Uber XL
Two dogs
yet.
In the back.
I just do regular Uber, but man,
we do
that
them on the road.
Nice.
I sent you a picture of one when we landed in Atlanta. We were texting.
It was ready for you.
No. We don't do that.
That shit is cool.
That shit, yeah. I mean, that's fucking cash.
Yeah, that shit.
No,
awesome.
We get the XLs on the road, and you feel like presidential, or you feel rich when you get in. You're like,
have you ever had that? I'm surprised you haven't had that on one of the shoots or something like that.
When you fly to LA, somebody you fly out like Insecure.
Really?
Yeah, that shit's dope.
Mr. Conquest.
That shit will say. Sometimes I have my fucking government. Like, fuck, my name is Reggie.
I keep forgetting your name's not Reggie.
Yeah. So, it is Reggie.
His real name's Shelley.
Sure.
But it's James Reginald.
I'm
sure, yeah.
Wait, your name is James, too.
No, Kevin James.
Oh, okay. Like the guy. Mm-hmm. But no, that is cool. The whole, you get off the air, you get off the thing, and the guy is holding that shit. It's awesome. I ain't gonna lie. I got like 3 videos in my phone of that I haven't posted.
Do you let him carry your bags?
I get him all that shit. I'll stay right.
It's fucked up. The instinct is to treat them like shit.
The first time.
You drop it next to
the keyboard. I've never had it.
Hey, buddy, you want to come over here and get this from me?
Hey, pick this up while I record you. Bastard. The first time that happened, I definitely did that. Just out of like, oh shit, let me get this. You know, mm-hmm. I don't do it now.
But. You're driving. Take a load off, huh? What do you want to listen to?
I'm stepping in the car, extra looking up. Hey, you get it? And I'm looking around.
Have they sent a proper limo for you yet? Or just like the town car?
Not a limo,
car,
just like the town car. Yeah. But that's still cool because you come outside, the motherfucker is waiting with the door open.
They're like cleaning it and shit, wiping it down. Yeah, it makes you feel nice.
I get why actors
are
assholes.
You gotta tell me if you're a cop.
I totally understand how some actors are just assholes because they pamper the shit out of you.
Oh, God.
It's so easy to turn
zero
into a piece.
How do you, you've obviously been on a lot of shoots, and we don't get a lot of actors, you know, people that do a lot of acting work in here. So much. How do you act? Because you are 100% Reggie all the time. You can't not be Reggie, right? How do you act on like
what do you
the
like
trailers?
What do you like at the crafts table? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Are you doing you? You're doing
I'm Reggie at the crafts table. I know. Somebody on set told me
you got Tupperware.
Because I imagine by the end of the day, you got a full belly of Clif Bars.
But I've cooled out. But they said. One time, somebody's like, one of the production assistants was like, you eat like nobody's watching.
Yeah, because Reggie don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they eat. You're fired, bitch. Get away from me.
Go get my driver.
Get away from me.
Get your skinny white ass out of my face.
You white devil. You know Betty White, you bitch.
But no, I try to treat everybody the same. But they're so nice. It's almost like annoying a little bit. Like, it'd be like, oh, I can get you coffee. Don't leave. No. I can get it. But then I had to get used to that.
Yeah, girl. At some point, like, yeah, now I'll take a half. You know, I'll take an espresso martini or whatever it is.
I be trying to, like, I'll, like, hang out, and then I'll be like, all right, let me not hang out with everybody. Because then when the clock's over, these fucking people are lunatic.
Yeah, when the clock.
Yeah, you'd be like, all right, let me I'm gonna go back to my room.
Hey, Reggie, you want to come over?
I don't know how to, I got to learn how to be by myself. Like, I don't like being by myself, like, going on the road. Like, I'm sure you guys have fun.
We pal around. Good time.
Dude, I see that and I go, fuck. Like, I don't like
that's why
being...
we're taking Tommy out everywhere just for the fucking hang.
Yeah.
It stinks at comedy.
It's only been a few months, but if I was by myself, I would definitely be dead by now.
Yeah, it's like being by yourself is the... So when I am on a set or something like that, I just try to be cool and see if somebody invite me to a hang later, because I fucking...
Hey, what are you doing later?
Yeah, I'm that guy. Like, hey, what y'all doing?
You guys all hanging out in someone's room, or what's going on?
Like, I don't want to go home. So, like, I'm always on New York time and ready to hang. And
actually, Reggie, I'm having dinner with John Lithgow and Leonardo DiCaprio. All right, where are we going?
They got good red wine?
They got espresso martinis?
I'll have what he's
Japanese
having.
Nuggets there? I'm in.
I didn't muscle, but one time... Boy. Aziz, oh shit! Can I say this?
Yeah, of course.
He came to a show in Brooklyn that me and Nimesh run. So I was going to the Cellar, and he said he was going. So I just straight asked him, like, "Hey, I'm going that way. Can I go?" And I was just in the front of his Uber, just quiet, just right.
Why did you get in the back seat with him?
He did. No, he was in the back with like one of his assistants or whatever, and they were just talking. I was just up there like. We going to the...
Wait, were you? Was there a plastic shield that you were...
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I was just sitting up front like, all right.
Yeah, can we roll through the drive-thru with the king real quick?
But, you know, he was cool. He don't remember me, but I definitely, you know, muscled my way in that Uber.
That's a classic. That's Reggie being Reggie. Yeah.
That's Reggie being Reggie.
Hey, you going that way?
Yeah, if you going
mind
that way.
Mind if I hop? We just got to stop by my house real quick.
You going that way? Why not rob me? Oh, you don't want to rob me? You're a mean piece of shit.
Oh, God.
Because it's certain situations that have happened.
Dude, you're insane.
I don't run to, like, social media. Like, it was when I was looking for an apartment. This guy was legit being racist to me. Like, he was, how'd you get in the building? He kept questioning me.
How'd you get the realtor?
Yes. He was being prejudiced.
Didn't you say, hi, I'm Reggie. I'm here to see the apartment?
Yes.
How'd you get in here?
But he was being.
I made an appointment, dickhead.
Yeah, that's how I was.
I just got off the phone. Steve, right, man? I'm Reggie.
I was so angry. And
Conquest,
later,
I thought you were Italian.
Later, I thought, like, damn, I could have fucking posted a
report. Yeah, you could have 10,000 retweets.
But I was so ready to go and angry that didn't even come to mind. So something like that.
What did you say to him when he said, how'd you get
it? We were just in an apartment cussing each other out.
Wait, really? Wait, nuh-uh. Hold on. You go to see an apartment. You make an appointment to see an apartment.
I go to see an apartment. Lady, I'm on the first floor.
Did you make an appointment with him?
Yes.
Okay.
So the lady lets me in.
With this guy?
With this guy. This is in fucking Crown Heights somewhere. This lady lets me in. I'm standing in the hall. He's texting. He's like, yeah, where you at? He's outside. And he already has an attitude, I can tell. He's like, yeah, how'd you get in the building? And I'm like, yeah, the lady. Like, man, you got to let me in. Let me know if you're coming into the building. He started. And I'm like, yeah, the lady let me in. So we're in it. And then he said it again. So I'm like, dude, the lady let me in. And he was like, look, man, I'm not going to be able to, your tone. I'm like, man, fuck you. I snapped down on him. And he's like, fuck you. We're standing in the apartment.
I'm not going to get approved for this lease.
Yeah, I didn't give a fuck at that point.
I think the board members are going to sign off no on this.
We're standing in the apartment.
You beat his ass. Now show me the bedrooms, pussy.
You had a two bed, right?
I'm standing in the apartment with this dude, and he's...
An empty apartment.
Big dude.
I literally just walk in. Like, we walk into the kitchen space, and we stand there like this. And he's like, fuck you. And I'm like, fuck this. And da-da. We're going back and forth. And I just leave. Like, fuck you. Da, da, da. Like, it was bad.
Was he a big dude?
He wasn't that big.
You were taking him?
I could have took him, yeah. But it was
what
like,
was he?
I don't know, some fucking white guy. But he had a fucking attitude when he came in. Like, he must have been having a bad day. Mm-hmm. And it just showed up, you know, to me.
So you walk into the hallway of this building.
Yeah.
He says, how'd you get in here? How'd you get in here? Then you guys go to the apartment.
It the first time.
Would you guys close the door like a couple? Like when you got to
shut the point till we get into the apartment, goddammit.
He stood near the door as I walk in, and the third, hey, man, you got to let me know. I can't, like, that, the third thing was what got me. I'm like, dude.
What does that got to do with anything?
Quit bringing up old
shit. Your customers should be shown in the apartment.
No, but later on, I thought about it. He just didn't want me in that building. He didn't want to give that apartment to me.
Yeah, but it's Crown Heights. I mean, it's
but
also
it was
like
it was a very like
a nicer,
Jewish,
There are the two sides of Crown Heights where it was race wars.
Yeah, so I thought about it later, like, oh, that was just his way, and it worked. It worked. He didn't want me in the building,
and I'm not in the building.
Yeah, I'm not in the building. He came
some
in.
Some dude jumps out of the closet while you're looking at the apartment. Ah.
He just didn't want me in, but that was his way of. I'm sure he does that, and that was his way of
sure.
saying no.
Or just being like, yeah, he got unruly. He, you know, he didn't listen
to
my directions.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, I left. I'm like, that was a good plan. It worked.
You email him, love the place.
He's racist, ain't dumb.
Have you checked my references?
They're pretty goddamn good at it.
Yeah, that's how I left. Like, I thought about it later, like, oh, that was pretty good. It's pretty good.
I respect the move, my man.
Because I fucking snapped out on this dude.
Yeah, I would have freaked out. What
but
the fuck?
I do got to get better at pulling out my phone and recording. But with my luck, somebody will look at the camera and go, nigga. And I'm like, all right, well.
I can't post that. I'll get canceled. This is too harsh for my brand.
Wait, you didn't see the phone? I'm filming here. Hey, I don't give a fuck.
Hey, buddy, I press record, buddy. He's like, so? I'm like, all right, well, you won this one. Not showing this footage.
Not posting my L's. You're nuts.
Hey, look at this guy looking at the camera and calling me the N-word.
Look at this guy completely owning me. I bitched up to
Brave man stands up to racist realtor. Immediately gets owned.
great realtor.
With my luck, that would happen.
Yeah, a great realtor prevents unruly applicant.
Oh, that was uncalled for.
Good lord. You do see those videos where people just double the fuck down.
Yeah,
but some lady losing it in a fucking Walgreens.
Yeah. You know what? I kind of enjoy those videos.
I love
videos
that. Throwing like shopping carts and shit.
I don't give a fuck you're filming me. Jesus Christ.
You gotta respect it. I mean, she's that lady's like, crazy.
She's got cereal and chips in her cart.
They said the N-word like three times and the people are like, look at him. They said it again.
Also, the person recording always goes, oh, God, these people are crazy. Yeah. Like, they always get to the point where like, oh, I got them. And they're like, oh, no, they're just crazy.
Yeah, it's like, all right, and you go put the phone down and beat some ass?
Yeah, or
you
going to keep it? You got to knuckle up here, pal.
She set up the camera.
We're playing street rules. Get a camera.
Get a fucking tripod and start whooping ass.
If I had my tripod, you'd be real sorry right now, motherfucker.
You're lucky I don't have my selfie stick on me.
What are those videos?
Otherwise, I'd fuck you up.
Fuck you and your tripod.
One of those videos, I'm just going to, hey, man, hold this. And then you just... This is so stupid.
There's one every once in a while where they fuck them up.
Also, the craziest thing is, you not respect it, but just the balls or craziness of the person is they've yes. already said it, and then they press record and they go, this person just called me the N-word. You won't say it again, and then they say it again.
They look dead in the camera.
Right
and go,
down the back.
Nigga.
You'd be like, oh.
Bitch, I'm going to get a promotion for this. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they could have got away clean.
And they'd be right in a place where they would say it. Oh, and you go, first of all, I'd be watching like, why are you there?
What are you doing in a Florida Target, lady?
Yeah, that's what you get. Why are you in this Florida? Why are you there?
You got no business being in that Panera Bread anyway.
I was doing no bread anyway. I shouldn't be here. Should be watching my weight. I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
If that ever happens, I would never post it.
My head hurts. We got to wrap it up.
Buddy.
Always.
We love you.
Oh, man.
Always
laugh
till my fucking head hurts, dude.
Proud of you. Happy to see you.
I love you guys. Proud of you guys.
Here we are. Humble beginnings.
I love
you, doing okay.
You guys are good.
Love you, buddy.
Are we really getting steaks after this?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
All
right,
let's do it.
We got to do another episode.
With who?
We're doing it with us. You can hang if you want.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's a fight. Hey, who's hanging later?
No, he's regretting saying yes to dinner now. He's got to wait an hour.
Also,
I know Reggie.
Hey, I was going to Bond Chicken. I'll see you guys this weekend. Wait, can I be on a second episode or no?
Sure.
Of course.
You edit me out.
Just blur them. Yeah, it's going on the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we're just going to
tell everybody your earthquake.
Yo, that's special.
Oh, dude.
Yo,
best
when you
text,
I watched
one.
It.
Oh, I texted
that,
you.
Oh, my God. That motherfucker is killing.
Dude, funnest special in the longest time I've seen.
That's the comedy I grew up on. Just quick, random, fast.
We were literally just talking about this with Colin Terrell upstairs. We were talking about the Laugh House. I've only seen the first 15 minutes of it just because I...
He's fucking...
Let's say we save that. We can talk about it on the Patreon episode.
Good stuff. Kippy, what do you got for him?
Did you plug anything? Social media, Rich? Shows, anything coming up?
I'll be at the Cellar and the Stand every weekend.
Check out his fingernail pal. Oh, man, you really clammed up. Yeah. You're in movies.
We just talked about how good you're doing.
I need media training. But yeah.
Check out. Go follow him on Instagram. You're not on Twitter.
No, I'm not on Twitter. Instagram, Reg Conquest. That damn Michael Chase season 2 is coming.
There you
go. And some other fun stuff is coming. So
yeah, go check him out. Support fucking Reggie. He's one of our oldest pals. Guys, check us out on the fucking road. We're all over the place. We still got...
Let's go Cali.
We got Cali. We just announced it. So we announced the tickets like fucking less than a month before the shows. So get those fucking tickets. Some of them are already fucking halfway sold out. I'm telling you that now. So
L.A., La Jolla, San Fran.
We also got Pittsburgh, Buffalo, Detroit, Denver,
Detroit,
Phoenix, Salt Lake City, Chicago, Rosemont. More cities coming. Get those fucking tickets.
Rosemont, show the fuck up.
Yeah.
We love you.
Old Town's going to sell. Old Town's almost sold out. So fucking buy your tickies. Kids are moving some tickies around here.
We love you, gang.
Peace.
Peace.